ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump says he's selected former Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, saying Zeldin will ensure fair and swift deregulatory decisions to unleash the power of American businesses while also maintaining the highest environmental standards. Trump will meet with President Biden at the White House on Wednesday. Today at Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day, Biden said the greatest honor of his life has been
to lead you, to serve you, to care for you, to defend you, just as you defended us, generation after generation after generation.
Major airlines canceling flights to Haiti after a Spirit flight from Fort Lauderdale was hit by gunfire while attempting to land in Port-au-Prince. A flight attendant suffered minor injuries. A new record high for Wall Street, the Dow up 304 points to close above 44,000 for the first time ever. This is ABC News. The ground war continuing in southern Lebanon with significant strikes across the country. 27 villages destroyed following widespread evacuation orders. ABC's Brick Clenitz in Tel Aviv.
A new warning by the IDF to the residents of 20 more villages in the south. And in Gaza, well, new warnings from the authorities there about damage to infrastructure and the water supplies, especially in the north. Authorities saying the risk of disease spreading has really increased.
25-year-old man's been charged with possession of a machine gun after the deadly homecoming weekend shooting at Tuskegee University in Alabama. One person died, 16 were hurt. ABC's Faith Abube is on campus.
Questions remain about whether there were multiple shooters. Investigators are still asking the public to send in tips using an FBI hotline. In the meantime, the university has released a statement urging students to seek out help with grief counselors who will be here all day at the chapel here on campus.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Clear and cold tonight with a low of 27. Crisp and sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. And turning cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. And it is clear and our current temperature is 41 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hosted a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. The effort was a $40 million multi-year project. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman emphasized the importance of this project.
As we mark the completion of this multi-year project, we look forward to improved safety for all that travel this area. Highways 130 and 133 come together as a connection point for people traveling between the three counties. The busy highways are used by commuters and tourists, but this corridor is also important for freight and agricultural traffic, keeping essential goods moving throughout the region. We're proud to revitalize this critical link with a safer, more reliable infrastructure. These two stunning new bridges replace decades-old structures that reach the end of their service life. The project also reconstructed Highway 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect the travelers, including a guardrail and a concrete barrier wall that is designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and all those that pass through the area.
As part of the Riverway Board, Director Mark Cupp explained that the Riverway Board is statutorily required to work with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources on highway bridge projects such as the Highway 130 bridges.
Therefore, we began working with DOT planners and designers early in the process, looking at alternatives to the existing alignment and focusing on the Highway 14 bridge at Spring Green for some of the design elements related to aesthetic treatments. Clearly, avoiding the rock wall at the south terminus of the bridge was an important feature. Minimizing wetland impacts and impacts on aquatic and terrestrial species of concern and habitats also were important. And then the aesthetics of a major bridge crossing the Wisconsin River. Cooperatively working as a team between different federal, state, and local governmental agencies, private sector contractors and consultants, the new design build format, challenging river flows up and down with records for high flows and low flows in each of the last 2 years. We have arrived at this day, at this hour, to dedicate the new bridges across the Wisconsin River at Lone Rock, connecting Iowa County to Richland and Sauk counties. A historic and glorious day indeed.
Following the ribbon cutting, the Lone Rock Fire, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Department held a small parade to commemorate the official opening of the bridge. PTSD, suicide, mental health, and all these are issues facing the veteran population this Veterans Day. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council said homelessness is also a primary concern.
We find them, hopefully, before they're homeless, as our real goal, is to try to keep them in their place for 2 to 3 months so that they can straighten their life out, get a direction to go, and keep them where they are.
Cody said statistically in Wisconsin, veterans are more likely than the general population to become homeless. A bomb cyclone is a low-pressure system that quickly gets very powerful. That was the type of storm that hit the Northland on November 10th in 1975. It's the historic storm that sank the SS Edmund Fitzgerald in 25-foot waves created by 50-knot hurricane-force winds. Now, 49 years after the tragedy, a few people are trying to get a Wisconsin historical marker to commemorate the Fitz leaving from Superior, her last port of call. A plaque like this cost $8,000 and will be put up on Barker's Island, not far from the Superior entry the Fitzgerald left on that fateful day. 2025 will be the year of the Fitz in Superior, and the marker will be up by the 50th anniversary. In young voters under 30 years old, there was a significant change in statistics. Exit polling shows Vice President Kamala Harris won young voters in Wisconsin 53-45% against President-elect Donald Trump. That's a drop from a much wider margin in the 2020 election. Joe Biden won that group 59-36%. In past years, experts say the younger voters leaned more liberal. But it was not as big of a gap this year in Wisconsin as it has always been. When a new charter school opens in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the next 5 years. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding, but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
Are there more than 10,000 additives in U.S. food products? Wisconsin Watch checked this claim. Here's Tricia Young with more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claimed in September that he heard that there were 10,000, quote, ingredients, unquote, allowed in U.S. food. The FDA estimates over 10,000 chemicals are authorized, including food additives and colorants. In 2011, the Institute of Food Technologists reported 66% were agency approved, with manufacturers deeming the rest safe without FDA review. Lead researcher Thomas Neltner now estimates the count has risen to 11,000 chemicals. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students nationwide say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That can include experiencing homelessness, abuse, and parental separation. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Research shows that adverse childhood experiences, they abbreviate them as ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry. It can even produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist Joe Barjone says we see the same thing here in Wisconsin.
That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. And childhood trauma is expensive. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators support kids who have had these experiences.
Average gas prices continue to fall, dropping 3.4 cents over the last week. The average across the state today is $2.81 per gallon. This is 25.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 28 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the average in the U.S. is the lowest since 2021 at $2.95 per gallon. This was anticipated in Gas Buddy's official annual fuel outlook from December of 2023. Prices have been dropping for 4 consecutive weeks as seasonal demand weakens. Elections have come and gone, but gas prices have stayed the course. Officials say prices could continue to drop as we get closer to Thanksgiving. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. National conservationists are working to protect some of the state's oldest trees. The U.S. Forest Service has put together the National Old Growth Amendment that would help protect what are called old growth forests. The goal is to conserve and restore mature forest conditions on federal land. Wisconsin-based forestry consultant Jeff Nisa supports expanding the acreage, describing it as an underrepresented landscape in the Badger State.
Foresters have a long-range perspective on managing ecosystems, not just trees, and we have a better concept of what we started with if we have saved all the pieces in some of our forest ecosystems and types.
Wisconsin has some federal land with old-growth forest up in the Northwoods and toward Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children, but did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle on Saturday, Janie Hefner. Sunday's winner was Andy Reinhardt, and today's winner is Lisa Baumkamp.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday after an eight-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Whew, what a feisty, windy day we had today. It's all because of this low pressure system that draped a cold front that swung right through the state. Pulled our highs down to just the upper 40s. Fortunately, we were good enough to have a ton of sunshine, because most of the state didn't look that way. But we all felt the wind. Some areas felt gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and it really slapped a wind chill on top of the temps. As winds are slowly starting to ease this evening, they will start to switch to out of the east overnight, calming down. With clear skies, we're crashing cold. In fact, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. It'll be a crisp start to the day tomorrow, and it kind of stays that way all day. Highs a touch warmer, nearing 50, as winds will be pumping out of the southeast. Now, a south wind is always a good wind if you want warmer temperatures. And we'll slowly get them. Under sunny skies tomorrow, we will turn cloudy by night. This will lock in our temperatures, and overnight lows actually stay above freezing in the mid-30s. With a little more of a base to jump off of, we climb to the low 50s on Wednesday under overcast skies with breezy winds. Not to mention, we've got light rain rolling in by the afternoon and continuing throughout our evening. It will wind down overnight, but leaves us Thursday morning with cloudy skies and some trouble clearing those clouds. Highs will hit the low 50s again, and spots of sun will make their way through by later in the day. And for Friday, we're all waiting for it. It'll be a pleasant and partly sunny day. In fact, highs will be nice and comfortable in the mid-50s, and they hold there for Saturday and Sunday too. But of course, there's a catch. Saturday, it's going to be quite breezy under partly cloudy skies, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, with our next system starting to roll in, bringing chances of more light showers by the evening and into our Monday. And in terms of rainfall totals for Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning, we're looking at around a quarter of an inch. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct.
Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company, even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 40 degrees after a high today of 49 and a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 52 and we received 45 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1964 is 71 degrees with a record low of 4 set back in 1986. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 24. Sunset took place tonight at 4:41 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:51. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.13. We received a 1/100th of an inch of rain so far today, and our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. With some more postseason high school sports honors, here's Phil Nee.
The 2024 All-Conference Volleyball selections from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference have been released this week. Platteville and Richland Center tied for the Co-Conference Championship, both going 8-2. Dodgeville was 7-3, Lancaster 4-6, River Valley 2-8, Prairie du Chien 1-9. The first team All-Conference members include two from Richland Center, Soleil Ewing and Carly Meaden, River Valley sophomore Ella Myers, and also from Platteville, Claire Hoosier, Jackson Berengen, and Linnea Dye, Dodgeville's Vanessa James, and Ava Garthwaite. Second team All-Conference members, Lily Weagle and Riley Forsyth of Dodgeville, Lancaster's Jessica Morgan and Cassie Nemitz, Platteville's Avery Richard and Rihanna Dye, and Richland Center junior Danica Pauls and senior Chloe Darling. The honorable mention list includes from Dodgeville, Olivia Forsyth, Lancaster's Asia McDonald, Nicole Kelly, and Megan Cruel, Prairie du Chien's Ava Forty and Greenlee Cron, along with Taya Dressler, Richland Center's Lily Tidrick, and Izzy Roth and Bella DeVinny of River Valley were named honorable mention. Jackson Berengen of Platteville was named the Player of the Year. The co-coaches of the year, Denise Berengen of Platteville and Jamie Johnson, Richland Center. I asked Jamie about the All-Conference recognition and the good year and what he'll remember about this year's team.
We accomplished a lot of goals. Like you said, we did not accomplish the regional championship, but we were able to, we set goals of 20-25 and maybe it's a stretch goal of 30 wins. And we were able to get to that 30 win total. We were able to win conference for the first time in at least 8 years. So that was quite an accomplishment. We're very happy with that. We competed. We got ranked in the state. That wasn't even on our radar, to be honest with you, as one of the goals early in the year. Even though we had that there, it's just hard to get that recognition. In both polls, one computer-generated, one by the coaches, we cracked the top 10 in both, you know, and we were able to beat some ranked teams that were maybe in a little lower division, but we also took sets from other teams who were ranked this year. The losses we had were to, you know, the number one team in the state, the number three team in the state, the number four team in the state, the other team in Platteville won conference, Stratford, who was also ranked, you know, in our division. So, I mean, it was a great year.
That was Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson. Congratulations to the Hornet girls on a successful campaign. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, Gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured. Insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio has stepped down from his role on Wisconsin's coaching staff after he was arrested near campus for operating a vehicle while intoxicated last week. Del Rio has joined Wisconsin's staff in August as an advisor to head coach Luke Fickell. He said he was leaving so the team could focus on their upcoming games. Madison police said Del Rio was arrested Friday for a first offense OWI after a vehicle hit a stop sign and broke a fence before resting in a yard. Officers said Del Rio was walking away and showed signs of impairment when they arrived. The Badgers men's basketball team overcame a slow start to whip Appalachian State yesterday, 87-56. 8 minutes into the game, Wisconsin was down 17-8. That's when it scored 24 straight points. Stephen Kroll and John Tanjay topped the scorebook with 17 points each. Max Klesmit added 15, and the Badgers played error-free basketball, committing only a half a dozen turnovers. They host Arizona on Friday. The first half showed what's impossible for the Bucks this season, but a second half collapse resulted in a 113-107 loss to the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee's record falls to 2-8 despite 43 points and 13 rebounds by Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks were hot from the field while building a 69-58 lead at the half. The defending NBA champs owned the game after that. The Toronto Raptors play in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo offered a handshake to Jaylen Brown after committing an offensive foul against the Boston Celtic wing, only to pull his hand back at the last moment. The incident in the first half of the Celtics' victory over the Bucks yesterday caused Brown to refer to Antetokounmpo as a child. Antetokounmpo responded that he was only joking around and he likes to have fun when he plays basketball. Brown was called for a flagrant foul against Antetokounmpo later in the game, but said the two incidents were unrelated. The Golden Eagles host Central Michigan tonight for another non-conference contest. This will be the third time the basketball programs have met. Last Friday's student-only game was a sellout inside the Al McGuire Center. Tonight's game will be played in the much bigger Pfizer Forum. Coach Shaka Smart's team goes on the road for the first time this season on Friday at Maryland. And Brewers second baseman, Bryce Terang, has already been honored as the National League's best fielder at his position. Friday, he was named the Platinum Gold Glove winner for the NL, meaning he's the best defensive player at all positions in the league. Milwaukee also was honored with the league's Gold Glove Team Award for the second straight season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
When you hear Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you probably think of larger-than-life balloons and show-stopping performers. But this year, for the first time, you should also think of incredible deals. Because Macy's is counting down to the big day with our first-ever parade of deals happening now. We have big savings on gifts, like 25 to 40% off sweaters and fleece. And every day, find new deals online all the way through the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. With the U.S. harvest essentially over, beans are monitoring demand and planting and development weather in South America. CONAB's updated projections for Brazil's crops are out Thursday. January soybeans were down 8 at 10.22 and a quarter. March was 8 and a quarter lower at 10.35 and a quarter. December bean meal was a dollar and a dime lower at 295.10, and December soybean oil was down 63 at 48.14. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Watching Argentina and Brazil, along with the tail end of this year's U.S. harvest, the USDA's weekly crop progress and condition reports delayed until Tuesday. December corn was down 1 at 4.30. March was 1.5 lower at 4.42 and 3 quarters. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the dollar during the session. Most U.S. hard and soft red winter growing areas got at least some rain over the past week. That should boost the rate of emergence and the USDA's condition rating. December Chicago was 7 lower at 565.5. December Kansas City was down 4.75 at 559.5. December Minneapolis wheat was 5.75 lower at 592. Live cattle were steady to higher ahead of this week's direct business. December held at 183.70, and February was up 7 at 185.37. Feeders were supported by that modestly lower move in corn. January feeders were up 82 at 242.25, and March was 67 higher, 240.05. And hogs were mostly higher on commercial spread trade tied to demand expectations. December lean was up $1.35 at 81.77. February was 1.10 higher at 85.92. I'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
It was a pretty typical Monday at the direct cash cattle markets, with buyers and sellers just watching the distribution of this week's show list, which does look mixed, larger in Texas but smaller in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Box beef was firm to higher with light to moderate movement. Choice was up 28 at 308.21, and select beef was 265 higher, 281.84. The estimated cattle slaughter of 112,000 head was down 8,000 on the week and about 12,500 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with light to moderate closing negotiated sales, national direct trade was up $1.85 at $83.52. And with no comparison, Iowa Southern Minnesota had an average of $83.92, and the Western Corn Belt averaged $83.88. Midwest butcher hog markets were $3 lower at $60. The pork carcass cutout value was down 92 cents at 101.46, with losses in butts, ribs, hams, and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 458,000 head was down 31,000 on the week and more than 15,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Temsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small but good sale, and we have buyers looking for large squares of hay. Large squares stopped at $205 a ton, and large rounds stopped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. UTVs, trucks, mowers, tools, toys, household, and much, much more. Online only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We need real estate. Call 608-723-4024 info, or go to www.temsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Western Nebraska cattle farmer Jacqueline Wilson says she's concerned with ongoing drought and market volatility.
I think that's been one of the challenges, is making sure our grazing management systems are in place, our drought management program is in place, and really focusing on those cattle well-being, I think, has been at the foremost of everything right now.
She expects higher prices to continue in 2025. More news is next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The soybean and corn futures markets are taking a wait-and-see attitude towards trade policy changes under the second Trump administration. Allendale chief strategist Rich Nelson tells Brownfield there are more questions right now than answers about tariffs.
We obviously understand there's a lot of campaign rhetoric, which suggests a lot of trade disruptions and tariff talk. We're not quite sure how much of that would actually be realistic.
Farm Bureau members are redoubling their efforts, pushing lawmakers to pass a new farm bill with only 5 weeks left on the calendar in Congress. Michigan Farm Bureau's John Cran tells Brownfield,
"We know that the farm economy looks very different today than it did 5 years ago when the 2018 bill was written. We've had one extension, and we're really looking forward to getting a new farm bill, something that's built for the next 5 years, not the last."
If Congress can't pass new legislation or an extension before January 1st, Cran says farm policy from the 1930s could go back into effect. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
Herbicide Distinction. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Market Development Specialist Joe Bolte says when talking about multiple herbicide modes of action and sites of action, it's important farmers understand the difference between the two. He tells Brownfield the mode of action is how the herbicide works, and the site of action is where the herbicide works. More after this.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres. Because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields. And it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
When it comes to your corn, you know a strong start means a strong finish. That's why you're up before dawn, finishing paperwork, repairing equipment, filling the tank, and prepping the sprayer. All to give your corn the head start it needs. With Resicor Rev Corn Herbicide from Corteva Agriscience, you'll beat weeds off the starting line. See how full throttle weed control with Resicor Rev will accelerate your start to the season at Corteva.us/ResicorRev.
Science Market Development Specialist Joe Bolte says there's a difference between a herbicide's mode of action and site of action.
Our mode of action is how the herbicide works, where the site of action is where the herbicide works. For example, acetachlor is a group 15, a site of action. Rotating sites of action throughout the season and from one season to the next can help slow herbicide resistance. That's why we encourage growers to use herbicides from different groups when making their weed control plans for the season. We want different sites of action and modes of action in pre-emergence and post-emergence applications to help maintain the efficacy of these herbicides on weeds for many seasons to come.
He tells Brownfield using a weed control program with multiple passes, several modes of action, and residual activity, farmers can keep their fields as clean as possible while mitigating weed resistance.
For example, powerful weed control program would utilize products with multiple sites of action, such as Resicor Rev herbicide. Another example of strong weed control program would be to run a pre-emergence residual herbicide, such as Resicor Rev herbicide, or SureStart 2 herbicide, or Keystone NXT herbicide, followed by a post-emergence application of Cairo herbicide. When planning your rates or herbicide program, consult the label for specific rates as well as any other restrictions. And also Keystone NXT herbicide is a restricted use pesticide. We know weeds like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed continue to be some of the most challenging for corn farmers across the country. A strong weed control program can help keep these weeds from robbing yield. Resicor Rev and Cairo herbicides both provide excellent control of these key weeds with multiple modes of action and several weeks of residual activity. Resicor Rev herbicide contains three powerful modes of action, control more than 75 of the toughest broadleaf and grass weeds. Resicor Rev herbicide also offers flexibilities for farmers with pre-plant, pre-emergence, and post-emergence application options. Because of a wide application window, Cairo herbicide has the flexibility to fit in a wide variety of corn weed control programs. The new solution can be applied post-emergence on corn up to 24 inches tall. This flexibility will allow farmers to customize their application rates and timing to fit unique needs.
Visit Corteva.us to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Just living life.
child, and together we were far when we were kicking up dust on a dirt bike ride. Whole lot of fun, little trouble on the side. Midnight on the 50-yard line with the stars in the sky. Boy, did we make some magic. Get a little drunk on a Friday night. Get a little close and a little moonlight. Boy, we'll make a toast and make it alright. Cause I just need a little bit of you tonight.
Jeff Batson with End of the Grains on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thiede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. I'll be bringing you some great music and information to pass along the way as well. And hoping your Monday night is a good night, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Thank you to each and every one of you for all you've done for our country. I, and I'm sure everyone else out there, salutes you as well. So thank you once again, and hopefully everybody got a chance to take in a Veterans Day ceremony today, or if didn't, at least we listened to our broadcast, rebroadcast of the ceremony at 1 o'clock today that was held at the high school. But anyways, yeah, so it's like I've said in the past, you know, today's a great day to honor the veterans and say thank you very much. But I think that should be done every day, all year round, because if you see a veteran, it doesn't hurt to thank them. Even if you thank them several times, just be sure to thank them because they've done some great things to help us keep us free in this country. And just want to let you know, our temperature is 38 degrees after a high of 49 today. So we dropped almost 11 degrees since we hit our high today. It is supposed to get down to 27 degrees tonight, according to Brittany Merlot. So be sure to throw another blanket on the bed or turn up the heat a little more or do something to help keep yourself warm. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, a lost cat. And the cat's name is Zara, Her, it's spelled Z-A-R-A. She's a gray and white Persian cat. She has a collar with her name on it and a purple collar on. She is an indoor cat only, and she managed to get out. So if you happen to find her, please give a call to either 608-475-3359 or 608-475-6066. And a reminder, too, that the Rolling Hills Toastmaster Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. So that means they are meeting this evening, and that'll be from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in wrong.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what they say, that old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town.